This is side two of tape 650713. Continuation. How would you say, I am lucky? Be fortunate, lucky.
I'm a gopu.
Huh?
I'm a gopu.
What was it? What would be the closest thing in English for what you've said?
Tahatia.
That's it. What was that?
Tahatia.
That means I had luck or something.
Yeah, I had luck.
Tahatia. What was the first one you gave us?
Anakopu.
What does that mean?
The same almost.
But how, is there any little difference?
No, just...
It was okay.
Okay. You say, I'm tired?
Anamasonghan.
Huh? Again?
Anamasonghan.
You say, I got tired? He's tired.
I'm a song, huh?
I'm tired out. Can you say that?
A song, I'm here.
I was tired.
How's that?
I was tired. Like I was tired.
I'm
just
a song, huh?
I was not tired.
And I'm a hummer.
Okay. Do you have a word for luck? Just luck itself, you know, like chair, just luck.
Like how?
You know, like you have a word for a chair. Do you have a word that would be like luck? Without saying
oh,
I'm...
Wait a minute.
Huh?
Guilin.
Again?
Guilin. A luck. That would luck, just like a
no,
bad
no,
luck.
No, that's luck. That's the lock on the door.
Yeah, I know it's the quite after the metal.
How would you say I had good luck?
Nan, opu.
Okay. How would you say I'm hungry?
Taha piuhu.
How?
Taha piuhu.
That's different too. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, yes. Okay. How would you say I got hungry? I was hungry.
Okay.
The word for starve, same as hungry. Huh? Okay. Do you have a word for hunger?
Okay.
You have a word for a pump or a blower?
Hochin.
Huh?
Hochin.
Mm-hmm. All right. The word for the windpipe?
Kuhwemo. Kuhwemo.
Kuhwemo.
Kuhwemo or Kuhwemo.
Can you say more than one?
Kuhwemo.
And the other one?
Kuhwemo.
What's the difference? Is there a difference?
Just the same, only the sound is about it.
It's the same. Okay. What is the word for, or how would you say it's filled up?
If a man.
How?
If a man.
What's the closest thing in English for that?
It's full.
It's full. Do you have one word for full? Such as if you're full with food, you know?
If a man.
Is there something like, when you want to say about something it's all filled up, can you say, Gwenne or something like that? Does that ever mean anything like that?
Standing, Gwenne.
Standing,
yeah.
Now, let's get...
Yes, it means full to Iguene.
Iguene, yes. It's full.
It's full.
Uh-huh. And then can you say, I filled it?
Bip-o-me.
Let's see, for kill, how would you say, murder, someone who has killed?
A killer.
Cojone.
More than one?
Cojone.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a word for killing?
Tijome.
What does that mean?
I'm killing.
Alright. Can you say, he was killed?
Enwenhotia.
Huh?
Enwenhotia.
Alright. He killed?
Ohona.
Huh?
Ohona.
Okay. He didn't kill it?
Wahopu.
Okay. I didn't kill it?
Diahon.
They didn't kill it?
Biahon.
Now, could you say you didn't kill it?
Ayahon.
You two are just all... Okay. And when you finished a story or something and you... How would you end it?
Hote.
What does that mean?
That's all.
That's all. Could you... Say that's it, something.
Hohen.
Huh?
Hohen.
Mm-hmm. Would you use both of them or?
Both, yes. Mm-hmm.
How would you say, are you going?
Amehu.
When you're asking somebody a question, how do you, if you, now, amehu means you're going.
Yes.
Can you say something like, ba amehu, meaning, when you're asking a question, are you going?
Like how you want to say.
If you want to ask somebody a question, you want to say to him, are you going?
Eh amejo.
Eh amejo, you just say, yes, you're going.
Mm-hmm. Can you say, that's why?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. How would you say, is it that, as a question?
Menind.
What does that mean?
Menind is that.
When you're telling a story, and do you ever say something like, so then the next thing, like, or something like that?
Like how?
If you're going to tell, if you're telling a story, you're telling somebody a lot of things, and you say, first thing that happened was this, and then the next thing.
Oh, wait, wait.
Oh, wait, wait. Mm-hmm.
And you say, if you follow someone, the chaser to follow. I am following, I am chasing.
The home. The home.
Well, how would you call the north part of the pueblo?
Tu oipe. Ito oipe.
What does that mean?
The north side.
North side. Again?
Te oipe.
What is the word for north again?
Te ota.
Okay. What is the word for when?
Chunan. Hmm?
Do you have a word for much?
Much.
Much.
Hot. Hot.
Suppose, can you say take, I take?
The hai chi.
How do you say I carry?
The hui.
Mm-hmm. Carry. I take away.
The chai.
Is that the same as the chai?
Is there something like Amachi, you need to carry?
Amachi, bring it in our language.
Bring it.
Bring it.
Amachi. You say that again?
Amachi.
Amachi, you bring it.
You bring it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How would you say from the south?
Watakwepe.
Huh?
Watakwepe.
And south, what would you call the south side of the pueblo?
Pukwera.
Huh?
Pukwera.
Right. How would you say towards the south? In that direction? In the direction of
Pukwera.
Say.
Which way is the directions here, Noah? What's that way? Which is that?
Oh, the fifth direction then is southeast.
East, actually.
East, yeah. Okay. How would you say in the south?
Huh?
What is the word for a quail?
Quail?
Yeah.
I can't remember about it. Of course, there's a name. Quail.
Ulane, something like that. Ulane.
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 It's just like an X. Ulane, but we call it like that, quail.
Mm-hmm. Why are we? No. What do you think? How would you say at that time? Then, you know, at that time.
Hunky.
Huh?
Hunky.
How, what is the closest thing in English for that?
We huh.
What is that?
That was the closest time.
That was the closest time. What is the first one that you gave me was again?
Hunky.
What does that mean?
Can you break
then. Could you say at the same time?
We huh.
Huh?
We huh.
You say to slide like I.
That's so way ho.
Huh?
That's so way ho.
Means I am sliding.
Sliding.
How would you say if you're going to slip like on ice, I am slipping?
That's so it there.
Huh?
That's so it there.
How would you say I'm sliding again?
That's so way ho.
The word for yesterday?
Hoche.
How would you say so much, much?
Ote.
As much, as many?
Hoche.
Again?
Hoche.
You say long, something which is long.
Tiliwe.
Huh?
Tiliwe.
It's different.
How do you say it's itching or feels itchy?
Tahuchu, I'm itchy. Nahuchu, itchy.
Chew.
You say it itches?
Tahuchu.
It itches me.
Yeah.
How do you say he got killed?
Ewen Hotian.
How would you say? Oh, well, that's one of them. How would you say alike or similar? That is, those things are alike or they are similar.
Hotaten.
We had that, north side. What would you say, north side people?
Te otate aene.
Alright. Would you say no?
Cha.
Anyone have anything with that? I'm just not. How'd you say I believe?
Tana ho we ho.
Huh?
Tana ho we ho.
Well, what is a na?
That's a prefix.
What is how? What does that mean? In English?
I believe.
I believe.
Do you use a word something like this for religion?
Yes.
What do you say?
Tana ho we ho.
I believe in it.
I believe in it.
Well, do you have then something like hoene, meaning belief or religion?
Hoene, believable. Yeah. Believable.
Huh? How would you say that again?
Joven.
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 It means believable. It doesn't mean religion. Do you have a word for religion?
Joven.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, does this word for believing also mean I trust him?
Can you say I trust him?
Ana hoeho. Does that mean I trust him?
Ana hoeho. Yes.
I believe in him.
I believe in him. Yes.
Again, I believe in him.
Ana hoeho.
Okay. How would you say I don't believe it?
Tanaho in me.
Tanaho in me.
Tanaho in me.
How would you say I doubt it?
Hey, Achicho.
What does it mean?
Say that again.
Hey, Achicho. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
When you're talking, if you want to say something is like, or like grass, or like trees, or something, is there something you can put on the end of a word that means it's like?
Nachel e.
How?
Nachel e.
It's like it.
It's like.
If you aim at something, how do you say I'm aiming at it?
Te toi mohu.
How?
Te toi mohu. Tatoi mohu. Oide tatoi mohu, yes.
How would you say scrape? I am scraping.
Tanachiuhu.
Again?
Tanachiuhu.
Mm-hmm. To chase, I have that already.
Yes.
A weapon?
Hulchone.
Huh?
Hulchone.
More than one?
Hulchone, the same.
Mm-hmm. How would you say wood?
Tlaam.
And cedar? What's the word for cedar tree or cedar?
Ho-emo.
How?
Ho-emo.
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 Mm-hmm.
And,
Ho-ene, either way.
Mm-hmm. Word for kidney? A kidney?
Hopone.
More than one?
Hopone.
Mm-hmm. We have the already. We have that too. What is the word for a juniper? Hopahane? Something like Hopahane?
Hopahane? Or something like that? Like a grain cedar? Cedar is Ho'emo.
Oh, juniper. At Avsan.
How?
At Avsan.
More than one then?
At Avsan.
Does that mean any juniper or?
Any juniper.
What is the word for a green corn?
Ichalene.
How?
Ichalene.
That's the word green in it. Mm-hmm. Do you have just the word for corn, you know?
Ichalene, that's all.
Can you say iine or something?
Iine, yeah, just corn.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that again, please?
Iine.
Mm-hmm. More than one?
Iine.
Okay. how would you say I saw the coin?
Ta'i mona.
Huh?
Ta'i mona.
How would you say he saw the coin?
Ewen e mona.
How did you say a grain of corn, an ear of corn, you know?
A hune.
What is the corn planting month?
A kapane.
Again?
A kapane.
Which month is that? Is that a real name or not?
Just a name, just
in April or May? When do you, when
May.
Do
you,
yeah. But is what do you, is that the word you use for May or not?
Yes,
that is the word for May. Right. The word for a willow?
Isaim.
More than one?
Isaim.
Okay. A string of corn.
Hachon.
How would you say over there or at that place?
Wata.
How?
Wata.
What, and what does that mean?
Way over there.
Way over there. Okay. Right.
Now, in that connection, if you say here, how do you say right here?
Yonta.
How?
Yonta.
And over there, not very far, the sort of.
Ita. Ita.
And then way over that way?
Sainwata. Sainwata.
Far away. Does wata mean anything by itself?
Wata is over there.
Over there, I see.
And what was the first part mean?
Sainwata, more over there.
More over there, right. Okay. Okay. What is the word for a flour or a meal, you know, that you use in cooking, like cornmeal or flour?
Tune.
Huh?
Tune. You've got name corn flour is e tune, and wheat flour is leta tune.
Again, corn flour is?
E tune.
And wheat flour?
Leta tune.
Now that's similar to some other words we got too. That are how would you say I harvested it?
To eat it, sure. Only it's I step on.
No, when you harvest, you know.
Yeah.
You harvest the corn or the wheat or something.
To eat human.
Again.
To eat human. Or is it to eat human?
What's the difference between the
picking
two?
Picking corn.
Can you just say ta-tume?
Ta-tume.
Ta-tume.
What is that?
I'm picking it.
Picking it.
And we have this one for corn. What is the word for harvest? Just harvest?
Hacho.
The word for ceiling, the roof?
Sapona.
Huh?
Sapona.
What does that mean?
Under ceiling.
Under ceiling.
Under ceiling. Do you Do you have anything like ich öne? Ich öne, meaning the ceiling or something, or up there?
I can't get it. Ich öne?
No, all right. Never mind. If you don't recognize it, that means you don't
have
something. You have something different.
They say the roof of a house?
Not her guy.
How?
Not her guy.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
It's got roofing.
It's got roofing. Okay. A bundle?
Elena, Marciana.
Elena, is that?
The same, yes.
Elena.
Elena, Marciana.
What's the difference?
Both the same. Bundle.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For Elene, how do you say more than one?
Elene.
And for the other one, how do you say more than one?
Mosien. Mosien.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What is the word for they if there are three or more people?
Anyway.
That also means he.
Yeah, same thing.
How would you say it is windy or it is blowing?
Iwanho.
Again?
Iwanho.
Mm-hmm. What is the name of Picarice Mountain in Picarice?
Ku-o-ma-p-in-in.
Again?
Ku-o-ma-p-in-in.
What does that mean?
The North Side Mountain.
North Side Mountain. What is the name of the creek or the river that you have here?
Aino.
Huh?
Aino.
What does that mean?
I don't know what it means, but it's Aino.
The on a horse, the hoof of the horse.
Do you have something like Ichelene?
Ichelene is toe.
That's the toe.
That's the toe.
Toe, yeah.
For a person, does it mean a horse's hoof too?
No.
No. Mm-hmm.
What is the word for the hoof again?
Inene. Kawaii inene.
What does the first part mean?
Feet. Horse feet.
Horse feet.
Mm-hmm.
What is that word for horse again?
Kawayone.
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 Mm-hmm. What is the word for a heel?
Ichen.
More than one?
Ichen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How would you say in front or out in front, such as in the house?
What's up?
Huh?
What's up?
How would you say in back of the house?
What on I? What hurt on I? What hurt on I? Back of the house.
Back of the house, all right.
Mm-hmm. What is the word for hail?
Ikain.
Mm-hmm. Again?
Ikain.
Mm-hmm. What do you say to run? I am running.
Tatole ameho. Tatole ameho.
Do you have a word like ilo? Ilo? Meaning to run or something like that?
Ilo.
How?
You mean aelo, I move.
I move. Oh.
How do you say that again?
Aelo.
Aelo.
Mm-hmm. Does that mean that you're doing it on foot or?
He's running, yeah.
He's running.
Move.
Or
moving.
Okay.
On foot, walking.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Aelo. Aelo. Would you say that again?
Ta'elohu.
Ta'elohu.
Mm-hmm.
He is right. I am right.
Mm-hmm. What is the word for an ant that crawls on the floor and an insect?
Imen.
Again?
Imen. Imen.
More than one.
More than one.
Okay. Now.
Now, this word you just gave us, is that, did you give us the word for the insect that we call an ant?
Amen, it's just an ant, yes.
Do you have anything like imekene?
Imekene, feeding the ants. Imekene, feeding the ants. We make them, feeding them.
Mm-hmm. What is the word for a father's sister who is your aunt, father's sister?
A mimena, I think the closest.
How?
A mimena.
The word for a foot?
Inemo.
More than one?
Just wait a minute.
Mm-hmm. More than one foot?
Inene.
Okay. How would you say where the footprint is?
In Te'ai.
What does that mean?
In Te'ai, where the footprints.
Okay. How would you say his foot?
An-in-we-e.
And his feet?
An-in-we-e. The same.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The instep, this part here?
Im-ahu-emo.
What does that mean?
Hollow place.
Hollow place. Foot hollow place?
Foot hollow place.
Mm-hmm. More than one?
In Halloene.
Im Ahune,
yes.
Again?
Im Ahune.
Okay. And the sole of the foot?
Im Halan.
Oh. Is there anything like in an? Emo,
int unemo.
What is that?
The same holler, yeah, the same. Int unemo, yeah.
Now, would you say that again, please?
Int unemo.
And more than one?
Int unen.
Mm-hmm. Word for ankle?
Iche emo.
Again?
Iche emo.
What does that mean?
Ankle.
Foot what?
Foot joint or something like that. Do you have a word for a joint? Something like we cholene or something like that?
Joint. Impochena, impochena. That's about the closest.
Alright. What does that mean?
Oh,
where it joins. Okay. The word for a big toe? Mm-hmm. More than one? Okay. How'd you say I am kicking?
Ti'isimu.
Huh?
Ti'isimu. Or ta'isimu.
Again?
Ta'isimu.
Or?
Ti'isimu.
Is there any difference in this? Or?
No difference.
What does that mean? I'm.
I'm kicking him.
Him?
That is him I'm kicking. Yes.
Okay. All right. What is the word for a ladder that goes up?
Itomo.
More than one?
Itone.
Mm-hmm. How would you say a rung of a ladder? Just one of them.
Mm-hmm.
What does this mean, foot something, the ladder part?
Ichu nemo. Step ladder.
In the word for the ladder, would you say the word for the ladder again? Just the ladder?
Itomo.
Okay. The first part means foot. What does the other part mean?
Ichu nemo, step ladder.
What is the word for stairs?
Stairs.
Mm-hmm.
Same as ladder or what? Or different?
I can't get it, stairs.
You wouldn't use the same word as ladder.
No. Same. Ichu nemo, that's about all.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. The word for toe? That means foot, what?
Ihoin is foot part, yes.
Okay. How do you say I am running into? When you run into something, I'm running into the bed, say. Or just say I'm running into.
Tatolletsinu. Tatolletsinu.
What does that mean?
I'm running into. I'm running in, or
Tsunhu, I am going in.
Yes. Tsunhu.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how would you say he's running?
Me went to the mehu.
Okay. Alright, let's. Do you have a word? Can you say? Motherly in Picaris, being like a mother.
Gan.
Well, that's the word for mother.
Right. Mother.
Can you say
yes.
Being like a mother? Mother being like.
Geahui.
Huh?
Geahui.
Can you say, do you have a term for a stepmother? Someone who is a stepmother?
Have you got a word for some sort of like a relative by marriage, something like Masine? Masine?
Makone.
What does that mean?
That's in law.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And mother is what? Mother?
Gerne.
And more than one?
Gerne.
Okay. And mother-in-law?
Makone.
Hmm?
Makone.
That means just in-law.
In-law.
Yeah. Can you say mother-in-law?
Amako gerne.
Mm-hmm. Would you use that term or don't
yeah.
you use it? You do use it. Okay.
No.
What is the word for cheese?
No.
What?
Cheese.
Cheese?
Mm-hmm.
Gerson.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Can you say something like mama instead of mother? Any other term that one would call a mother?
Oya.
Huh?
Oya.
Who, what's that?
Mama.
Who would say that?
Me, I'll say Oya.
To your wife?
To my mama.
To your mother?
Yeah, to my mother.
Okay. How would you say my mother?
Ankeane.
And how would you say your mother, meaning only him?
Kakeane.
How would you say your mother, meaning, say, him and his brother?
Kana, anankeane.
How would you say his or her mother?
Ewen akeane. Ewen akeane.
Okay.
Ewen anankeane.
What is that?
Their mother.
Their mother. Alright. How would you say your mother, meaning lots of people?
Manankeane.
And how would you say our mother, meaning
Kankeane.
Two of us?
Kankeane.
How would you say our mother, meaning three of us?
Kanankeane.
Okay. What is the word for a mother's sister, your mother's sister, your aunt? For you now, or something like that?
Let's see, how is it in English?
Your aunt, your mother's sister.
Giachone? You got a word like that?
How?
Giachone? Giachone?
I can still get it.
What is the word for canyon?
Ahun.
What is it?
Ahun.
More than one?
Ahun.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How would you say, I caused him. I caused him to do it. I made him do it. I taught him how to do it.
I taught him.
Mm-hmm.
No,
well, I made him do it. I caused him to do it, you know.
I caught him or made him?
I made him do it.
Dichache.
Mm-hmm. Again?
Dichache.